Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Dalet in the Oiz V'Odor edition. Perek Revi, starting Halacha Dalet towards the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Barishoyim Mekablim Eidus Achoidish Kol Hayom. At the beginning, they accepted the Eidus Achoidish, meaning the Eidim that testified that they saw the moon. The entire day, they accepted the Eidim the entire day. Once the Eidim came late, so the Levim said the wrong Shir Shal Yoyim, as we'll see in the Gemara. So they made a takana that they're not accepting the Eidim after Mincha when the Shir Shal Yoyim could get ruined. If the Eidim came after Mincha, so then you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That day, meaning the day the Eidim came, which really should be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day where we're going to accept their Eidus. Once Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, established that we continue back, we go back to accepting the Eidus the entire day. What happened, the Eidim came late, there was a story that happened. And seemingly, if we learn from Yer Takana, that means it was a message from Shemayim that we have to do something. It wasn't just that they came late. There was something that stopped the Eidim from coming. What is it? Pamacha noflo havorabir. There was a fire in the city. Uvar sakim v'notlum came the enemies and captured people. And some of the people that they captured were the Eidim. V'nizkalkalu levim b'shir. And that caused the levim to ruin the shir shal yoyim. Omar v'acho barpopo kamer v'zehiro. So Shmuel Bar Nachman is the one who said that the story. That was the story that happened. So the friends asked Shmuel Bar Nachman, you said in the name of who? Who told you this was the story, that that's why the Eidim came late? You think I'm like you that have many rabbis? You're asking who the one who told me this? I heard it from my rabbi. I have only one rabbi. I have one rabbi, he's the one who taught me this. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lo, that's his name, Maisa Datam Da Alocha. He came to explain the reasoning, what is the Mishnah saying in his Kalkul Levim Bashir? Tetani, Shiroi Shal Chamishi O Yoimrim, Harninu Lelukeim Ozeinu. The Shir Shal Yoim of Thursday is Perek Pealef and Tehelim, which is Harninu Lelukim, that's the Perek. Rosh Hashanah, the Shir Shal Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah is the same perek, just a few psukim later. Starting from the pasuk, Asiraisim Sevel Shechmoy. Chal Yom Tov Yoz B'Chamishi, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday, B'Shachis Ayoyimim Arininu Lelukim Ozeinu. So they did the same Shir Shal Yoyim and Shachris like they do every Thursday. Because usually the Levim did not come before Shachris. Uva Mincha Ayoyimim Asiraisim Sevel Shechmoy. So Reb Chaim explains that when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Thursday, the only time that happened, that the Shir Shal Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah and the Shir Shal Yoyim of the day is the same perek. So what do? They changed it. Mincha, they did it a little different. But Mincha Yoyim, so they said the beginning of the perek in Shachris, they said the beginning of the perek on Musaf, when we knew it was Rosh Hashanah, and in Mincha, they did it a little different. They start from the middle of the perek. But if the Eidim did not come until Mincha, so they said in Mincha also the beginning of the Perek. And if the Eidim come now after Mincha, they're going to say the Perek a third time in Musaf. So they said the Shir too many times. In other words, when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Thursday, in order not to say the Shir Shirim three times in the Tamid, in the Musaf, and in the Tamid, they did a change in the Shir Shirim of Mincha. Now that the Eidim came too late, so the Shir Shal Yoyim Shal Mincha will be identical to the Shir Shal Yoyim of Musaf, and they will be saying that Shir Shal Yoyim three times that day. So that's why it's unique for Thursday that they came and they did something which ruined the Shir Shal Yoyim. Continues the Gemara and explains that why we still annoying that day B'Kedusha, even though we're not going to be Mekadesh with the Rosh Hashanah until the next day. So Avadu the Kisin Mishra V'Yichron Kva'avar Ruba Shal Yoyim B'Kedusha. The majority of the day was already Kaddish, so you already complete the day of Kedusha. I'm going to order the people from the shul of Kefra, Sabil Matul Umeyul Adu Emomo. If the old people, I mean the skanim of the Beis Din, are debating the Kiddush HaChodesh, when it's still day, but it's already late in the day. So you can already say Yalev Yavoy today and tomorrow. I mean, the fact that the Beis Din is dealing with it today, and they didn't accept yet the Eidu, so you see it's getting late, they're already getting to Mincha. So you know that they're not giving the Mekadesh HaChodesh today, the Mekadesh HaChodesh only tomorrow, as we learned in the Mishnah. So mainly these 2 days you'll say Yalev Yavoy. As Reb Chaim points out, it's not referring to Rosh Hashanah, it's referring to every Rosh Chodesh. Because once the takana is, if the Eidim come too late, you do the next day Rosh Chodesh. So mainly that's the establishment of having a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. This day that the Eidim already came and we're debating with them, and the next day, which is going to be the day that they're actually going to make a Rosh Chodesh. Halacha is the Mishnah of Shub and Karchol, the Oid Zois is Kiyab Yechim and Zakai. It's not takana Yechim and Zakai. Shafilu Rosh Bezim Bechol Mokoyim. Even though the Rosh Beis Din, who's the Ikur in Kiddush HaChodesh, is not in Beis Din right now, Shelo Yu Eidim Oilchim El Mokam Avad. Eidim should go to the place of Beis Din, and the Gemara explains right away, Kini Masnitz, the explanation of the Mishnah, Lamokam Avad Shel Chodesh. I mean, the main place of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's where you go, even though the Rosh Beis Din is not there. Halach Avav Zok, the Mishnah, say the Brochus. What's the Brochus of Rosh Hashanah in Shmoneh Esrei? Oimer Ovois V'Gvurois V'Kedushas Hashem. You say the first three brachas, Brikas Ovis, Gevuros, which is B'chaya Mesim, Kedushas Hashem, which is Atah Kodesh, V'kolel Malchuyos Imam. This the Mandarma holds that within the third bracha of Kedushas Hashem, you say Malchuyos, V'ein it okay, it doesn't blow Shofar in that bracha. Kedushas Hayayim, the fourth bracha is Kedushas Hayayim, speaking about the Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom Hazikaron, V'etokeya, and then you do Kiyas Shofar in that bracha. There's another bracha called Zichronos, and he does the Psukim of Zichronos, which we'll see later. Vetokeah, and he blows Shofar in that bracha. Shofaris, another bracha of Shofaris, Vetokeah does Kiyas Shofar there. Evoimer Avoido, that next bracha is the Avoido Ritzei, Voidoya Moidim, Ubikas Koyanim. Divya Rechim Benuri, that's the sheet of Rechim Benuri of the structure of Shmoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah. In the next Mishnah, we'll see the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva says that he said Malchus with Kedushas Hayoyim. In the fourth bracha, those Malchus and Kedushas Hayoyim and Kiyas Shofar. So, the Gemara Nanam with the base. Be Yehuda no Guke Rabbi Akiva. And Yehuda, they're no Egle Rabbi Akiva, they will see the next Mishnah. Ube Galil Kabirchim Ben Nuri that we saw in this Mishnah. Ova Vasa Be Yehuda Ke Galil Ube Galil Ke Yehuda Yotza. If he changed the minig in the place, it's still Yotze. Okay, Shekichu Sashana Be Usho. There was Kiddush Hashanah, Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh, of Rosh Hashanah and Usho. But here we show in the first day, Ova Rishmol Benoi Shabirchim and Breiko, Vahoma Kediv Rabirchim Benuri. He did the tefillah like Rabirchim Benuri. Hashem Gamliel Loi Noagim can be Avne. Hashem Gamliel says, that's not our Noag in Yavne. But here we show the second day, we saw earlier in the Masechto, to maybe means the next year. But the Pashab Shah means the next day. So Chananya, the son of Yosef Glili, was the Chazan. He did the Nusach of Rebbe Akiva. He says, indeed, that's what he did in Yavne. So the Gemara of Shabbalazov, Cholmokoim, Ovar, Vizkir, Odir, Hamelucho, Lo Yotso. Anytime if he says Odir Melucho in the end of a Brocho, you know, Yaitse, that's not Nusach of Brocho. Chutz min Akel HaKodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Ubilvad Bemosof. Except in the third Brocho of the Nusach Shmoneh Rosh Hashanah, and in Musaf, that's referring to in this Mishnah. And it goes like Birchim Benuri that says that by Akel HaKodesh you mention Malchus. So because you mention Malchus, you can end the bracha with the words Adir HaMelucha. The Gemara brings out a third Shetah. Shuming Gamliel Oimer Gdushas Hayoim im Zichronus. Say Gdushas Hayoim in the fifth bracha of Zichronus. And if this he agrees with Rabbi Akiva, the Malchus is not Ugdushas Hashem, not an Akel HaKodesh, but it's later. But not like Rabbi Akiva exactly. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you said in the fourth bracha of Malchus, and he says you're doing it in the fifth bracha of Zichronus. And the Gemara explains the reasoning. Always, the Gdushas Hayom is the middle bracha. When you have the Tefillas of Shabbos, for example, so Gdushas Hayom is the middle bracha. You have the first three, the last three, and the middle bracha is Gdushas Hayom. So also by Rosh Hashanah, the middle bracha should be the one you have Gdushas Hayom, and that's the fifth bracha, which is Zichronus. Rabbi Oimer, Mamatzinu B'chol Mokom, Omer Revis, Avkanu Omer Revis. Always you say the fourth bracha, meaning when Shabbos falls, you say Gdushas Hayom in the fourth bracha. So also you say the fourth bracha, you say it in Malchus. The way you end the brach, the third brach is a kela kodesh. Rava b'shem Abba bar Rav Chuno tzich lomar kela kodesh umar b'lisloach. Different nusach kela kodesh do slicha. Rava b'shem Abba bar Yirmiyo b'tfilu oimer elokei David uboin Yerushalayim. Now that we mention a bracha, they have two things. So we mentioned there's another bracha doing the in a weekday when you say okay David the Brain Yerushalayim, because the sheet of the Yerushalmi is that you don't have two brachas, one is Tzemach David and one Yerushalayim Mircha, but these two brachas are together. So you end with Elokei David the Brain Yerushalayim. Bin Novi Oimer, we have another bracha Novi, Elokei David Matzmiach Yeshua. You also combine two things together. Yonder Shur Shana Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, Stani Tani Pusech Bi Yontov Uvi Choysem B'Shabbos, there's a Tani that says you start with Yontov and end with Shabbos. Meaning you start with Yontev, Atitel Lanu is Yoim Hazeh, and then you say it's Yom HaShabbos. V'yis Tani Tani, another Brisa says, Pesach B'Shabbos V'choysim B'Yomtev. You start with Shabbos, then go to Yomtev. Rabbi Oimer, Pesach B'Shabbos V'choysim B'Shabbos V'yomtev B'Natayim. You start with Shabbos, then you say Yomtev, then you end the Brachu Shabbos, Me'ein the Psicha. Rabbi Yudah Bar Paz, Meshav Shub and Levi, Halach Rabbi, Halach is like that, that's how you do it. Halach is Zayin Zok to Mishnah, Omol Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Imeinu tekel malchus lamu maskir. If you don't blow for the malchus, because according to you, malchus is with a kela kodesh, and you don't blow shofar there, so you should not have also the same amount of psukim like you have in zichoris and shofar. You should have instead of 10 psukim, you have only 9 psukim." Eloimer says Rabbi Akiva, "His shita always v'gvuris v'kedushas Hashem. The first three brachas as usual. V'koylu malchus v'kedushas ayoyim." Malchus in the fourth bracha with kedushas ayoyim of mikdash Yisrael of Yom Zikaron. V'etokeah and he blows shofar. Zikaron is the next bracha of etokeah. Shofar is the next bracha of etokeah. V'yomer avoid the avoidai or brikas koyanim. And then comes the three bracha, the three things in the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Mishnah in poichasim me'aser malchuyos. You have to do 10 psukim of malchus. Ma'aser zikaron is 10 psukim of zikaronos. Ma'aser shofar is 10 psukim of shofars. If he said 3 psukim instead of 10, so he's yotze, 3 for each one. One for the Torah, one for the Nevi'im, one from Ksuvim. Ein maskirim malchus zikorim v'shevah shel peronos. You don't bring a pasuk of peronos. Matchil b'Torah mashal b'Novi. You start the Torah, then you do the Ksuvim, and then you do the psukim on Novi. If you end with the Torah, yotze, and we'll see more about it in the Gemara. So Gemara in Poichasim Asar Malchiyos, why? Can I get Asar Kilusim Shomar David? Can I get the 10 Kilusim Halalukas? Though it said in the Pesukim of Haluka Lukel Bekotchoy Halu Bekiruzoy At Kol Shmatel Ko Haluka. It says there are 10 Halalukas in that Perek. Can I get the 10 Malchiyos? Masarim Zichroinus is can I get Asar Viduim Shomar Yishayo? The 10 Viduim Yishayo mentioned Rachatzu Hizoko Siru. All the 10 things to clean yourself. Lamdu teitev dor shumish for the goyimer machti batrei lechuni novin vakhi ma Hashem, and it says the yuchad eichem kasharim kasher yelbinu. So these 2-10 viduim bring the kapara. So connected them, you have 10 zichronos. Continues the word of chafei amud aleph masor shofaris. Why we have 10 shofaris? Connected shiva kvosim par ve'ayil v'seir. These are the animals that come as a carbon on Rosh Hashanah. 7 sheep, an axe, a ayah, which is a ram, and a seir, which is a goat. So can I get these 10 animals? You have 10 psukim, which are shofars. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Dalet.